Pretty bride, Let the bitter tears I'm shedding witness my distress. Here's a pretty mess, here's a pretty mess.
Here's a state of things, to her life she clings. Matrimonial devotion doesn't seem to suit her notion. Burial it brings. Here's a state of things, here's a state of things.
With a passion that's intent you worship and adore, but the laws of common sense we oughtn't to ignore. If what I say is true, 'tis death to marry you. Here's a pretty state of things, here's a pretty howdy-do. Here's a pretty state of things, a pretty state of things.
Here's a howdy-do,
here's a howdy-do,
here's a howdy-do. For if what you say is true, I cannot marry you. Here's a pretty, pretty state of things.
Here's a pretty howdy-do.
Yes, sir.
every kind of man obedience I expect. I'm the Emperor of Japan.
And I'm his daughter-in-law elect. He'll marry his son, he's only got one, to his daughter-in-law elect.
My morals have been declared particularly correct.
But they're nothing at all compared with those of his daughter-in-law elect. Bow, bow to his daughter-in-law elect.
Bow, bow to his daughter-in-law elect.
In a fatherly kind of way, I govern each tribe and sect. All cheerfully own my sway.
Except his daughter-in-law elect. As tough as a bone, with a will of her own, is his daughter-in-law elect.
My nature is love and light, my freedom from all defect.
Is insignificant quite compared with his daughter-in-law elect. Bow, bow to his daughter-in-law elect.
Humane Mikado never did in Japan exist. To nobody second, I'm certainly reckoned a true philanthropist. It is my very humane endeavor to make to some extent each evil liver a running river of harmless merriment. My object all sublime I shall achieve in time. To let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime, and make each prisoner pent, unwillingly represent a source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment. All prosy, dull society sinners who chatter and bleat and bore are sent to hear sermons from mystical Germans who preach from 10 till 4. The amateur tenor whose vocal villain is all desire to shirk shall during off hours exhibit his powers to Madame Tussaud's waxwork. The lady who days a chemical yellow or stains her grey hair puce or pinches her figure is painted with vigor and permanent walnut juice. The idiot who in railway carriages scribbles on window panes, we only suffer to ride on a buffer in parliamentary trains. My object all sublime I shall achieve in time. To let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime, and make each prisoner pent, unwillingly represent a source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment.
His object all sublime, he will achieve in time.
Advertising quack who wearies with tales of countless cures. His teeth I've infected shall all be extracted by terrified amateurs. The music hall singer attends a series of masses and fugues and ops by Bach interwoven with foreign Beethoven and classical Monday pops. The billiard sharp whom anyone catches, his doom's extremely hard. He's made it to dwell in a dungeon cell on a spot that's always barred, and there he plays extravagant matches in fitless finger stalls on a cloth untrue with a twisted cue and elliptical billiard balls. My object all sublime I shall achieve in time to let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime, and make each prisoner pent, unwillingly represent a source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment.
He lost his own sublime, he will achieve in time.
Criminal cried as he dropped him down in a state of wild alarm. With a frightful, frantic, fearful frown, I bared my big right arm. I seized him by his little pigtail, and on his knees fell he. As he squirmed and struggled and gurgled and guggled, I drew my slicker sleeve. My slicker's knee. Oh, never shall I forget the cry or the shriek that shrieked he. As I gnashed my teeth, as from its sheath I drew my slicker's knee.
As he gave the sign for the stroke he didn't deserve, when all of a sudden his eye met mine, and it seemed to brace his nerve. For he nodded his head and kissed his hand, and he whistled and added him, as the sabre true cut cleanly through his cervical vertebrae. When a man's afraid, a beautiful maid is a cheering sight to see. And it's, oh, I'm glad that moment sad was soothed by sight of me.
A terrible tale to condescend me through the quiet and breeze. A taste exact of faultless fat amounts to a disease.
Now, though you'd have said that head was dead, for its owner dead was he. It stood on its neck with a smile well bred, and bowed three times to me. It was none of your impudent offhand nods, but as humble as could be. For it clearly knew the deference due to a man of pedigree. And it's, oh, I vow, this deathly bow was a touching sight to see. Though trunkless yet, it couldn't forget the deference due to me.
This haughty look, this speaks the truth whenever he finds in place. And in this case, it all took place exactly as he says.
Their gifts are locked, for A is happy, B is not, yet B is worthy, I dare say, of more prosperity than A.
Is B more worthy?
I should say he's worth a great deal more than A.
If A is happy, oh so happy, laughing, ha ha, chopping, ha ha, nectar coughing, ha ha ha, ever joyous, ever gay, happy, undeserving A, ever joyous, ever gay, happy, undeserving A.
fortune, which I'm not. B should enjoy a happy lot, and A should die in misery. That is assuming I am B.
But should A perish,
that should be, of course, assuming I am B.
B should be happy, oh so happy, laughing, ha ha, chuffing, ha ha, nectar quaffing, ha ha ha,
but content to die is he. Wretched meritorious B, but content to die is he. Wretched meritorious B.
Flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la, brief promise of merry sunshine. As we merrily dance and we sing, tra-la, we welcome the hope that they bring, tra-la, of a summer of roses and wine, of a summer of roses and wine. And that's what we mean when we say that a thing is welcome as flowers that bloom in the spring. Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, the flowers that bloom in the spring.
Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la.
The flowers that bloom in the spring, la-la, have nothing to do with the case. I've got to take under my wing, la la, a most unattractive old thing, la la, with a caricature of a face, with a caricature of a face. And that's what I mean when I say or I sing, oh bother the flowers that bloom in the spring, tra la 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 la, tra la 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 la, oh bother the flowers of spring,
tra la la la, tra la 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 la.
Do not break, they sting and ache for old love's sake, but do not die.
tree by a river, a little tomtit sang willow, tittle willow, tittle willow. And I said to him, Dicky bird, why do you sit singing willow, tittle willow, tittle willow? Is it weakness of intellect, birdie, I cried, or a rather tough worm in your little inside? With a shake of his poor little head, he replied, oh, willow, tittle willow, tittle willow. He slapped at his chest as he sat on that bough, singing willow, tittle willow, tittle willow. And a cold perspiration bespangled his brow, oh, willow, tittle willow, tittle willow. He sobbed and he sighed, and a gurgle he gave. Then he plunged himself into the billowy wave, and an echo arose from the suicide's grave. Oh, willow, tittle willow, tittle willow. Now I feel just as sure as I'm sure that my name isn't willow, tittle willow, tittle willow. That was blighted affection that made him exclaim, oh, willow, tittle willow, tittle willow. And if you remain callous and obdurate, I shall perish as he did, and you will know why. Though I probably shall not exclaim as I die, oh, willow, tittle willow, tittle willow.
There is beauty in the bellow of the blast, there is grandeur in the growling of the gale, there is eloquence at roaring when the lion is a-roaring and the tiger is a-lashing of his tail.
Yes, I like to see a tiger from the Congo or the Niger, and especially when lashing of his tail.
Volcanoes have a splendor that is grim, and earthquakes only terrify the dolts. But to him the scientific, there is nothing as terrific in the falling of a flight of thunderbolts.
Yes, in spite of all my meekness, if I have a little weakness, it's a passion for a flight of thunderbolts.
If that disowns him, very dumb, very it's evident, very odd takes no one. Ho, it will go, and merrily, merrily, or tunnily, tunnily, till day is done.
There is beauty in extreme old age. Do you fancy you are elderly enough? Information I'm requesting on a subject interesting is a maiden all the better when she's tough.
Oh, on the third dominion, it's a general opinion that she'll last a good day longer when she's tough.
Are you old enough to marry, do you think? Won't you wait till you are 80 in the shade? There's a fascination frantic in a ruin that's romantic. Do you think you are sufficiently decayed?
To the matter that you mention, I have given some attention, and I think I am sufficiently decayed.
If that is so, sing very young, very it's evident, very odd case for one. Away we'll go, and merrily, merrily, or tunnily, tunnily, till day is done. If that is so, sing very young, very it's evident, very odd case for one. Away we'll go, and merrily, merrily, or tunnily, tunnily, till day is done. Sing very young, very young, merrily, merrily, or tunnily, tunnily, till day.
Though many are not worth a penny, the word for your guidance is mum. You've a very good bargain in me.
On this subject we pray you be dumb, dumb, dumb. We think you had better succumb, dumb, dumb. You'll find there a penny, woman for a penny, woman for a penny. There are lots of good fish in the sea, there are lots of good fish in the sea. There's lots of good fish, good fish in the sea. There's lots of good fish, good fish in the sea. In the sea, in the sea, in the sea, in the sea.
The threat
Captain Clark must pass away.
And vanish in the dawning day.
Before the night may come too soon.
In years and years of afternoon.
Then let the
throng of joy
sweet laughing song.
And then
let the throng of joy and dance in laughing song.